Hi, this is your local 655 President David Cook with a very important, lengthy message to all of my partners regarding union dues. Last evening, Monday, July 15th, I proposed and the Executive Board approved to move forward with the union dues restructuring program. At this time, we do not have the details of the restructuring in place. At the August 19th Executive Board meeting, there will be a detailed proposal presented to the Board for discussion, debate, and recommendation for approval. That evening, the 19th, at the 7 p.m. regular membership meeting, which will be held at the Union Hall and on Facebook Live, I will outline the total recommended dues restructuring proposal and open the floor for questions. We're planning on having several events to allow you to weigh in and ask questions. We'll be communicating both through messages like this, direct text messages, and telecom conference calls to ensure the entire local 655 family has the ability to take part in the process. I understand union dues can be a touchy topic, and I would not consider discussing this if I did not truly believe that first and foremost, we need to restructure our dues to be more fair and equitable to everyone in the local 655 family, and secondly, to make sure that your union has the resources necessary to fight the fights of the future for you. We do have some items in place for this. The vote will be an electronic vote conducted by an outside vendor, Election Buddy. This will allow all members to vote without having to attend a meeting. The vote will be open for 3 weeks. At this time, we're planning on opening the vote electronically September 20th and running through the close of business October 11th. We're planning on having the staff and the stops to answer questions through the entire election period. In addition, we have scheduled 3 telecom hall conference calls, which we'll notify you of the dates in the near future. I understand that everyone would like more information, and I could have waited until everything was finalized in August, but that is just not the way I operate. I think you deserve to know as much as you can as soon as I can share with you. I thank you for listening to the message, and thank you for everything you continue to do for your community and our union.